Yisrael meis bidrochai loy olochu azov uni vazavtim ufonai mehem nepochu roganti vehilalti umeyai believi nishpochu echosifarti meirashay sayishlichu. The next kino is kino Yud Aleph. Kino Yud Aleph is a kino that Yirmiyahu Hanovi said on Yeshayahu HaMelech. Yeshayahu HaMelech, the kino goes to say, Yeshayahu HaMelech started searching for the Eibishta when he was 8 years old. 8 years old is when Yeshayahu HaMelech became king, and he started searching for the Eibishta. And the kino goes on to say that Bitsa Emrosoi, he ripped his clothing. V'or Asher Lo Yokim. What happened was that the Klal Yisrael was so far away. They were so Oyver Avodah Zarah from the days of Menashe that they hadn't seen a Sefer Torah. And finally, when they decided to do repairs on the Beis HaMikdash, they found in the Beis HaMikdash an old Sefer Torah, and they opened it up, and the Sefer Torah opened it up to Orer Asher Lo Yokim as Dibrei Torah Hazois. And when Yeshayahu, he heard this, he cried out and he ripped his clothing and he cried out Oleinu Lahakim, and he started fixing up Klal Yisrael. And he made Klal Yisrael separate themselves from Avodah Zarah. And in his opinion, he was able to accomplish that Klal Yisrael totally separated themselves from Avodah Zarah. However, there were some, the Kina calls them Leitzonei Hador, some Leitzonim that didn't want to listen to Yeshayahu. And he devised a plan that they would have an Avodah Zarah. But when the inspectors came, they wouldn't find anything, because the Avodah Zarah, they made that the Avodah Zarah should be on two sides of a door. The door was split in half. And when you opened up the door, the Avodah Zarah split in half, and you weren't able to tell that it was an Avodah Zarah. Only when the door closed, that's when the Avodah Zarah came together. And since Yeshayahu was under the impression that Klal Yisrael did total tshuva, so when Mitzrayim wanted to go through to fight a war, not against Klal Yisrael, they wanted to fight a war against a different nation, and they asked permission to be able to go through to get to their enemy, Yeshayahu said that since Klal Yisrael are such tzaddikim, it says in the pasuk that if Klal Yisrael b'chu kaisai teilechu cherev loisavar ba'artzachem, and he said that he's not going to allow the king of Mitzrayim to bring the army through Eretz Yisrael. And Yirmiyahu Hanavi warned him that he shouldn't decline. He shouldn't refuse that Mitzrayim should go in, because Klal Yisrael is not such tzaddikim. And Yeshayahu HaMelech refused to listen to Yirmiyahu. And what happened was that Mitzrayim came, and they fought against Klal Yisrael. And Yeshayahu HaMelech was there on the battlefront, and they shot arrows at him. And the kino says that they shot 300 arrows into his body. While he was still closing his eyes, they continued to shoot chetz acha chetz, meirim v'loichatzim. Tzadu v'samu kematora lachitzim. They made him like a target to arrows. By Yizrku boish shloish meyos chitzim, kalim hitu achroiv ezoin moitzafiu. So Yirmiyahu was referred to as a zoriz. He quickly went and he put his ear to hear what Yeshua HaMelech was saying. V'an mitzui nefesh ma'isav hefiu. And until his nefesh, until his soul went out of him, his ma'isim was so beautiful. Ruach sfosav hiftsam hepiu. Tzadik hu Hashem ki marisi fiu. And the kina ends off. Tolo be'esim ushtayim meharois shosois. The Churban HaBayis was worthy to come right after Yeshio was killed. Yeshio was the one who made Klal Yisrael, did so much tshuva. But the Churban HaBayis was stalled for 22 years. Ki softu loy echa. Because they set a hesped on Yeshio. Be'esim ushtayim oisiyos. The Gemara says that echa is said in the order of Aleph Beis, because Klal Yisrael were over the Torah that was given in Chav Beis Oisiyos. That's why Eicha is said in Chav Beis Oisiyos. It seems that since Klal Yisrael recognized what they lost by the Misa of Yeshio, and they said a hesped be'esem ushtayim oisiyos, they realized that Yeshio brought them back to a kiyum of the Torah of Esrim Ushtayim Oisiyos. And that's what put off the Churban HaBayis for 22 years. And the kina ends off, Zamoisi, I thought, Kiload Yali, I thought that even though that I did so many Averis, I thought that the Eibishka would let the Beis HaMikdash stay with me forever. But what happened was, Rashati, I did Averis, Venosati, and I had to go in Golus, Venutash Oli, and the Beis HaMikdash was left. The Eibishter took away his Shekhinah.